This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Tuesday, July 18th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. Billions of dollars are being sucked out of developing countries by corporations who demand tax breaks or other financial incentives. The money taken out of economically poor countries is then hidden in tax havens where little or no tax is levied. For example, more money is taken out of Africa by corporations than the whole world sends to the continent in development aid. The result is that essential services, such as healthcare, are robbed of financial resources. Labor organizations are doing their best to publicize the corporate robbing of the developing countries. One of those organizations is Public Services International. The PSI represents 20 million workers who are members of 700 unions in 154 countries. It has been conducting a campaign to help more people understand that global regulations and investment rules, plus corporate greed, are allowing billions to be stolen from economically poor countries all over the world. As part of its global campaign for tax justice, the PSI has released a report about corporations and how they steal money from the poor.
We hear a lot about the billions of dollars we send to help the developing world, but did you know that more money flows out of Africa and into tax havens than what we're sending in development aid? The first thing you might think is that this is all about corruption over there in those nations. But a recent United Nations panel led by former South African President Thabo Mbeki found that tax avoidance and evasion by corporations has a much larger impact on national budgets. After looking at the evidence, he said that large commercial corporations are by far the biggest culprits of illicit outflows, followed by organised crime. In fact, corporate tax evasion should be seen as a form of organised crime because it robs some of the poorest people in the world of the revenue they need to pay for public schools, hospitals and infrastructure. It's a human tragedy when you can't get medical help when your child's ill because there's no service available, unless you can pay. When corporations don't pay fair taxes, it shifts the tax burden onto ordinary workers, often already living below the poverty line. Either they're forced to pick up the tab in higher taxes on their wages and on basic goods they buy every day, or public services just won't be there for them at all. Whichever way it goes, it leads to more and more unfair tax systems, and it drives up inequality. And these big companies are often not even subtle about how they're exploiting less wealthy countries. The English mining company Anglo American was recently exposed naming its subsidiary companies in the British Virgin Islands after African countries, presumably the countries where the money was actually coming from. Let's just make that clear. An English company making big profits from extracting natural resources from Africa was creating letterbox companies in the British Virgin Islands, more than 4,000 miles away, and then naming those letterbox companies after the African countries where they were doing their mining business. Now, you'll often hear corporations say, "We're not acting illegally." And sometimes they're telling the truth. You see, the economic ideology trafficked by some of the world's biggest institutions for decades says that developing countries must increase investment at all costs so they can drive up growth and lift themselves out of poverty. There's little evidence that taxation is a significant factor for multinational companies when they make investment decisions. But many of the world's poorest countries feel under pressure to lower their corporate tax rates in a supposed attempt to encourage foreign direct investment.
You can find out more about the PSI campaign for tax justice by visiting its website at www.world-psi.org. And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.